All right, well, it's I thought a real good job by our team today. Really proud of the way those guys played. We had a lot of guys banged up coming into the game, a few lineup changes and all that, but, you know, we had a good week of practice. Thought our players really prepared hard. I thought they played hard for 60 minutes, and they played well. So really, really proud of the way that they played, way that they competed. Being able to finish and play 60 minutes is good. Something that we need to obviously do more of, but it was good today, and couldn't be prouder of the football team. Those guys, they earned it today. They really did, and that's a good football team we played. But you know, our guys earned it today. So happy to win. Happy to win the AFC East, and hopefully we can build off this game. It's a good one for us.
Bill, how important was it to see some turnovers early from the defense?
It's always important to turn the ball over. There's no statistic that correlates more to winning than turnovers, except points, obviously. But that's turnovers are huge. Taking care of the ball and getting the ball. So, yeah, it's big.
Is there anything in particular that you can pinpoint as saying you said it was a good week of practice and they did a good job preparing all week? Is there anything?
Every single guy. I mean, you need everybody, and we had everybody tonight. We had contributions from all three units. Every guy that was dressed, I thought, went out there and just played hard. So, wasn't perfect, but you got everybody doing their job in this league. So you can't win with one guy or two guys. There's just too many good guys on the other side of the ball.
I want to ask about a couple of your running backs. What do you think of the way LeGarrette Blount has been running the ball hard the last few weeks?
He always runs hard. Really always runs hard. Those guys always run hard. I don't think you can find too many plays where they don't run hard. They always run hard. Well, that's a good defense. They competed well. It wasn't perfect, but, we gave the backs some room to get started, and when they got a chance to get rolling, they made some yards on their own. So that was good. It's good to be able to run the ball in at the end of the game. It's good to be able to pick up some short yardage situations. I thought our running game, as always, helped set up the play-action pass game, keeps us out of long yardage. So it was a good complimentary game.
Bill, could you talk about the next man up mentality? Devin goes down. Ron comes in, obviously, played a lot in the first half also, but the next man up mentality in that secondary.
Well, Deron played when Steve was out for a couple weeks there in the middle of the season, so, he's been playing all year. We have a lot of confidence in all those guys. Everybody's got to be prepared. Everybody's got to be ready to go. You never know when you're going to have to play, and might have to play a lot or more than you think you're going to be playing. We don't make up our mind on that. We just get ready to go. When we're called upon, then we step in there and try to do the best that we can.
Difficult challenge for Logan. I know we got some time, obviously, in the game in the fourth quarter. The Dolphins were playing left tackle against this team with that pass rush. Didn't seem to miss a beat. Seemed like that was playing guard, tackle. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, Logan's a good football player. He's a great competitor. He's a tough guy mentally and physically. So, I've never seen him do anything but meet a head challenge head on with his best. And I'll have to look at the film and all, but it looked like he did a pretty good job out there tonight again against some pretty good players.
Well, how about the drive? You get the ball, I think, 6.5 minutes left to go. We kind of alluded to it, 9 plays, 4.5 minutes, just the job that Ridley Blunt did on the entire offensive unit.
Again, you got to give credit to everybody. I mean, it's not one guy. There's a lot of guys blocking in front of him, guys running the ball, converting third downs, getting the ball in the end zone, getting tough yards. Defensive stops, special teams, field position plays. I mean, it's just, everybody. I couldn't sit up here and single out one guy. I just can't do it. They're all, they all contributed. We had it was a good team effort all the way across the board.
What about a guy like Tavon Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice play. I mean, I don't think that really affected the outcome of the game much. But, I thought, once again, he could have, after the interception, he could have not – done what he did, and he ran hard, he broke a tackle, and he finished the game and made the play that he could make. So that was a good effort by him and our whole defense trying to get out in front and block for him and try to finish the game on a positive, finish the play with a positive way. And that's what competition is. You just go out there and play the best you can for 60 minutes. You can't worry about all the other stuff that's going on. You just got to go out there and do the best you can, and they did it all the way through, to that play at the end. So it was good. Hightower's been playing pretty good. I don't know if I watch a film, but he's been making a lot of plays for us. So it looked like he made a few more today.
Bill,
What does it say maybe about the mental toughness of this team that they were able to bounce back from what happened last week, put that behind them and focus on it?
Well, that's the way it is every week in the NFL. You can't worry about last week. You got to worry about the challenge of this week. So, and we got another one next week at Buffalo. You know, they, I don't know what happened, but they obviously, you know, played Miami a whole lot better than we played them last week. So, you know, it'll be another challenge this week. But look, that's the way it is in National Football. You got to bring it for 16 weeks.
Is that as excited as you've seen your team in a while? Just going back to like the fourth down stop, it seems like the whole sideline is where the defense comes off. Collins had that pass breakup there, but it seems like the sideline, here comes the ball. Seems like everybody was in on this game.
There was. We had a lot of energy on the field, again, from all three units, from every guy. So, you know, it was a great feeling. You know, it's, you know, nice to be in a game that didn't, you know, come down to the very last second of the game. You know, we actually had a lead there with a couple minutes to go. But, you know, that brings out excitement when you can win in this league, win on the road, you know, beat a good football team. And, you know, they deserve to be excited.
Really talk about how hard it is to win in the league every single week.
Well, so we worked for all year. I mean, when we started at the beginning, back in the off-season program, OTAs and training camp and all that, I mean, you know, you work to put yourself in position to have a chance to compete at the end of the year, and we did that. We got ourselves into position, and today we're able to qualify for the playoffs. So, you know, that's good. You know, we'll see what happens going forward, but, you know, that's what we play for, is to be able to play in the postseason. So, fortunately, we have that opportunity, and, you know, now we'll see what we can do.
Stop on race.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of big ones, sure. That was huge. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought that, you know, we had a couple of players that really seemed alert, you know, when Flacco came up under center. You know, I think, I don't know, you know, we certainly had to be aware for the quarterback running the ball from the gun, but probably in his condition, they probably weren't, I don't know how they felt about that. So he got up under center, of course, gave it to, you know, a great back and Ray Rice. We were pretty alert when he jumped up there, and, you know, it was a close play. It was only a few inches, but, you know, fortunately we made it. But it was definitely a heads-up play, you know, by our, you know, our guys up front.
So what went into the decision to take the team to the movies on Friday? Just, do you feel like they needed something, a moment?
No, I don't feel like they needed anything. Just change up the routine a little bit. We do think different things from time to time.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, you know, I think Wahlberg, you know, obviously is, you know, a huge Patriots fan, a huge, you know, supporter. And, you know, I really appreciate everything that, you know, Mark did to, you know, make it possible. And Mark Sutrell, I mean, another, you know, tremendous guy. It was just such an honor to meet him a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, but I think the movie certainly had the messages of, you know, teamwork, leadership, perseverance, preparation, and then execution. You know, it's one thing to prepare; it's another thing to actually go out there and play the game, or, you know, go through the battle that they did. So, you know, some good messages in it, no question. Great movie.
The fact that you guys got a piece of the what is that testament to?
I think everybody on the team has to have the same attitude. They got to prepare. They got to be ready to go. And you never know when those situations are going to come. Well, sometimes, you know, going into the week, if somebody's out, then somebody else could be in. But you got to be ready for those things during the game. That's the National Football League. Every team in the league has that. I mean, every team's got guys on injured reserve. Every guy's got team, you know, players that aren't playing in certain games that, you know, are inactive and all that. So that's the league we're in. It's a war of attrition. All right. Thank you. Thanks.